I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Research shows that about half the risk or susceptibility for alcoholism can be inherited. To talk about the latest findings about alcohol dependence, treatment, and genetics is Dr. Raymond Anton. He holds the Thurman Wellness Endowed Chair in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences, and he is the Scientific Director of the Alcohol Research Center at MUSC. Dr. Anton, can you provide more specifics about a possible predisposition to developing alcohol dependence based upon a person's genetics?
Well, this has been a very intense area of investigation at the national and the international level. We wish we knew more at this point, but things that I can tell you are that it's probably not just one gene. That people now feel that alcoholism involves many genes or the acting of many genes together. A few examples that we do know are that there is a gene that is involved with alcohol metabolism in the liver that affects the enzyme that metabolizes alcohol. And so people that have a variant in that gene may actually be protected against alcoholism because the alcohol is metabolized more quickly to a byproduct that makes them feel bad. We also know that there are genes that might affect how alcohol causes stimulation or reinforcement, reward, or energizes people, but it's a very complicated issue.
And how do genetics factor into other aspects of either alcohol dependence or even treatment for alcohol dependence?
Yes, right now there is a considerable study in the area of pharmacogenetics, which really means how do our genes predict how we respond to medication. It's called the personalized medication approach. In alcohol, there are at least three medications that have been shown to be effective. And here at MUSC and elsewhere, we are discovering some genetic differences between people that may predict their response, particularly for naltrexone, topiramate, and acamprosate. There are specific genes that might predict how one person might respond to that medication versus another.
And what about a person's genetic propensity for alcoholism? If indeed there is alcoholism in the family, what can be done?
Well, that's an excellent question, and I think the future will possibly bring more knowledge to bear on this. But if one knew that they had a genetic propensity, either because they already know one of their parents had an alcohol problem or they have inherited a specific gene that may cause them to have this propensity, they then can take preventative measures, perhaps not drink as early in life or be more aware of how much they are drinking. But particularly drinking later would be a very important thing, and not to be drinking during adolescence if one had a genetic propensity.
And this is advice for parents as well who have children with some family history of alcoholism.
Absolutely. We already know that the earlier one drinks in life, say starting at age 13, 14, or 15, if you have a family history of alcoholism, your risk of developing alcohol use disorders or dependence is 6 to 7-fold greater than if you waited until after you were 18 or 20 or 21 or so.
Dr. Anton, thank you so much for providing this update about alcohol and genetics.
Thank you very much.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.